And now this is a dictation. For Jimmy, J-I-M-M-I-E, Reeves, R-E-E, V as in Victor, E-S, July 1453, address as a letter, Dr. Ferguson, 668-0423. Dear Dr. Ferguson, a follow-up for Mr. Reeves, who has advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in June. Way down, test to be eating okay. Ate something that caused him to feel ill with nausea and loose stools, but it has resolved. Presently normal stools without diarrhea, bleeding. No changes in urination. Stable edema. Chronic dyspnea, no oxygen needed, unable to use CPA machine, denies purulent arterial hemoptysis, denies increased orthopnea PND, denies chest pain palpitation syncope, uses a cane without any falls, there is obesity, 294. A prior first toe wound, right-sided foot is almost healing. Presently, no antibiotics. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review, diabetes, cholesterol management. I'm going to highlight atenolol, nifedipine, hydralazine for blood pressure on bicarbonate replacement. Takes colchicine on a regular basis, no recurrence of gout. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 150 over 98, 294 pounds. Tall, large, obese person. At home, he says blood pressure right wrist in the 120s over 80s. No localized valvulus, no pleural effusion consolidation, appears regular, no pericardial wrap. Obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, minor edema and varicose veins bilateral, normal speech, no growth focal deficit. He wears an earring on the left ear, has a nasal voice, but no expressive facial dysarthria or facial asymmetry, normal eye movements. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry is October, creatinine 4.1, progressive over time. Present GFR 15, low sodium 135, a normal potassium, metabolic acidosis of 18. Phosphorus less than 4.8. Anemia 12.5. Prior calcium albumin normal. Next paragraph, I review. Last echo available from February 2022. Preserved ejection fraction 60%. Minor other abnormalities. There was also a stress testing on APRO. Which was reported as negative. Excuse me, which was reported as abnormal with areas of ischemia. At that time, ejection fraction was down to 49%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4-5, next number renal biopsy, chronic tubular interstitial abnormalities with negative serology for lupus or vasculitis. Next number, hypertension in the office, poorly controlled. At home, he says, okay. Next number, metabolic acidosis and replacement. Next number, anemia, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, sleep apnea, unable to tolerate. Next number, obesity, hypoventilation syndrome. Next number, comments, we start dialysis based on symptoms. He wants peritoneal dialysis. He is refusing AV fistula. He understands the dialysis catheter will be placed. After 10, 14 days of healing, he will start education that takes about 2 weeks. There is a risk that he might need a tunnel dialysis catheter. We encourage the use of AV fistula, but he declines. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. We'll follow with you, end of dictation.